Welcome to the Little Learner Storytime Podcast from Orem Public Library. Are you ready to play? Let's go!
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Little Learner Storytime Podcast. My name is Miss Molly, and I hope you are ready to have some fun and that your grown-up is here too and also ready to have fun. Having your grown-up here will make a big difference since you'll have someone to interact with and do the activities with. That will make the best learning environment to help build our brains today. So can you give your grown-up your biggest, cutest smile with all your teeth and tell them thank you? Ready? One, two, three.
Thank you.
Friends, I am so excited that it is springtime where I live right now. It's not quite as cold, and I don't need to wear my big coat when I go outside anymore. And now that it's warmer, lots of animals are out and about again. It's also a time of year when cute baby animals are born. What animals do you think of when you think of springtime? I'll play an animal sound, and we'll see if we're thinking of the same animal. What about this animal? Ooh, what did that sound like? A lion? No. Let's hear it again. It's a baby chick. Peep, 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 peep. Can you make a sound like a chick? Aren't they cute? What do they look like? Can you think of a word to describe a baby chick? Tell your special grown-up your word. Ooh, maybe you said yellow. Lots of baby chicks are yellow. Or maybe fluffy or feathery. Okay, let's listen for another animal. Ooh, what animal was that? Was it a froggy? Yeah, spring is a time when certain kinds of frogs start coming out again. Can you think of a word to describe what a frog looks like? What word can you think of? I think frogs can be slimy or splashy in the water. Sometimes they're green or brown too. All right, let's listen for another animal. This one you might not know. It's a wild animal. I bet you didn't think of this animal. Oh my goodness, what was that? Should we listen to it one more time? Whoa, have you ever heard that animal before? That animal is a raccoon. Have you ever seen a raccoon before? They are usually gray with a stripy tail. And raccoons are an animal that have their babies in springtime. You'll have to make sure your trash gets put away outside, or sometimes raccoons can find it. Okay, I'm thinking of one more animal that we think about in springtime. But the trouble is, this animal is very quiet. There's no easy sound for this one. Sometimes they might make a little squeak like this. That sort of sounds like a mouse, but it's not a mouse. What else could it be? This animal also makes a soft sniff, sniff, sniff sound. Can you make that sound? Breathe in through your nose 3 times really fast. Hope I think I did more than 3. What animal do you think that could be? Did you say a bunny? Wow. If you did, you are right. I am thinking about a bunny. They're so quiet, huh? Lots of people think of rabbits in the springtime because that's when there are lots of baby rabbits. Let's sing a song about some hopping bunnies. Can you get two fingers out to make your hand look like a rabbit? We can pretend your fingers are the long rabbit ears. I bet you guys know how a rabbit moves around. Can you show me with your hand? That's right. Is your hand rabbit hopping? A rabbit likes to hop. Okay, here's how our song goes. It's to the tune of Frère Jacques. Start moving your hand like your bunnies are hopping. All the bunnies love to hop, love to hop. They can hop up high. Oh, can you reach your bunnies up high? Hop, 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 way up high. And they can hop down low. Okay, hop them down low by your feet. Hop, hop, hop. And now they stop. Now they stop. Ooh, good job, little bunnies. Did you reach up so high? I bet that feels good to stretch. All right, let's try another verse and see what the bunnies are up to this time. Get your bunnies ready again. All the bunnies love to hop, they can hop so fast. Okay, hop them, fast, 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 fast. And they can hop so slowly. Okay, slow them down. Slow motion bunnies, hop, hop. And now they stop. Good job, you are talented little bunnies. Let's try another set of opposites. Get your bunnies hopping again. All the bunnies love to hop, they hop when they are sad. Oh no, sad. Can you droop his ears a little while he's hopping? And what's the opposite of sad? Happy! Okay, perk his ears back up. And they hop when they are happy. Hop, 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 hop. And now they stop, now they stop. Okay, good job, you guys. Let's do one more. This one can get a little silly. Are you ready to be silly? All the bunnies love to hop, they can hop in place. Okay, keep him hopping in one spot. And they can hop all over. Ah, hop everywhere, hop all over the place. On top of your head, on your grown-up's head. Up your arms, hop, 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 in circles. Whoa, such energetic bunnies. Okay, whew, and now they stop. Now they stop. Did you stop? Wow, I think our bunnies are all tired out. Maybe we should tuck them into bed. Take your two fingers that are your bunny. Now lay them in your other hand. Now curl your fingers over the top like a blanket. Shh, good night, bunnies. Now that our bunnies are resting, it's a good time for us to use our imaginations. I want you to imagine a real-life rabbit. Can you imagine a rabbit in your head? Close your eyes really tight. What color is the rabbit you're imagining? Mine is brown, I think. Now let's see. What is a rabbit's body like? We're going to sing a song about it. To start, what about a rabbit's ears? Can you show me with your hands what a rabbit's ears look like? Ooh, you're right. Rabbits have long ears. Okay, let's sing our song. This one's to the tune of London Bridge is Falling Down. Rabbit has these nice long ears, nice long ears, nice long ears. Rabbit has these nice long ears, great for listening. Oh, good job. A rabbit's big ears help them if they hear anyone's coming. That way, if bigger animals are coming, they can run away. Okay, let's think of another thing about rabbits. What about their noses? Their little noses. Can you make your nose look like a rabbit nose? You might have to show them how, grown-ups. Wrinkle up your nose. Twitch your nose just like a rabbit, like you're sniffing the air. Okay, let's sing about it. Rabbit has a twitchy nose, twitchy nose, twitchy nose. Rabbit has a twitchy nose, great for sniffing. Let's see how many times you can twitch your nose. Ready? Go! Twitch, twitch, twitch. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My face muscles are getting tired. I bet you look like adorable little rabbits over there. Let's see. What else is there about rabbits that you notice? What is their body covered in? Is it just skin like you and me? No, they have something else. Their bodies are covered in fur. What do you think rabbit fur feels like? Maybe soft or fluffy or snuggly. I'll use the word soft for the song. Ready? Rabbit has the softest fur, softest fur, softest fur. Rabbit has the softest fur, nice and cozy. Ooh, give yourself or your grown-up a big cozy hug. Ooh, so cozy. I think if I was a rabbit, that fur would keep me nice and warm. Okay, one more thing about rabbits. Let's think really hard. One thing I think of when I think about rabbits are their tails. They have the cutest little cotton ball tails, just like a little poof. Let's sing our song, ready? Rabbit has a fluffy tail, fluffy tail, fluffy tail. Rabbit has a fluffy tail, great for wiggling. Can you wiggle your tail? Shake, 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 shake. Well, you guys are great little rabbits. I think you might be rabbit experts. I think we're ready for a story. And this story, of course, has a rabbit in it. This is a favorite folktale from Panama called Conejito. Conejito in Spanish means little rabbit. Can you say conejito? Conejito. Let's clap it. Ready? Conejito. Once upon a time, there was a little rabbit who lived very happily with his mother. One day, his mother said, Conejito, it's the weekend. Why don't you go up the hill to visit your grandma? She will feed you greens and turnips and her famous carrot cake until you are one chubby bunny. Conejito loved visiting his grandma's house. She gave the best hugs and had a big, beautiful garden with all sorts of yummy treats. I love my grandma's house, said Conejito. So off he went up the mountain, hopping and singing. I love my grandma's house. There is no time to rest. She is so nice to talk to, and her carrot cake's the best. He wasn't looking where he was going, and he ran, whoomp, right into Mr. Fox. Conejito, said Mr. Fox, I think I have met my lunch. Oh, no, 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 said Conejito. You don't want to eat me. Just look at me, how skinny I am. Just wait until I get back from my grandma's house. She's going to feed me greens and turnips and her famous carrot cake until I am one chubby bunny. I like the sound of that, said Mr. Fox. I'll just eat you when you get back. So off Conejito went, up the mountain, hopping and singing and thinking about his grandma's house. I love my grandma's house. There is no time to rest. She is so nice to talk to, and her carrot cake's the best. He wasn't looking where he was going, and he ran, whoomp, right into Mr. Lion. Well, look who it is, said Mr. Lion. I think I have met my lunch. Oh, no, 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 said Conejito. You don't want to eat me. Just look at me, how skinny I am. Just wait until I get back from my grandma's house. She's going to feed me greens and turnips and what else? Oh, her famous carrot cake until I am one chubby bunny. I like the sound of that, said Mr. Lion. I'll just eat you when you get back. Oh, so scary, a fox and now a lion. But Conejito kept on going up the mountain, dancing and singing and thinking about his grandma's house. I love my grandma's house. There is no time to rest. She is so nice to talk to, and her carrot cake's the best. He wasn't looking where he was going, and he ran, whoomp, right into, who do you think it is? He already ran into a fox and then a lion. Who could it be? It was his own grandma.
She said, "Conejito, I am so happy you've come to see me. Do you want me to feed you greens and turnips and carrot cake until you are one chubby bunny?"
"Yes, please," said Conejito.
So his grandma fed him greens, yum, 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 and turnips, yum, 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 and an extra big slice of her carrot cake, yum, 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 until he was one chubby bunny. Soon it was time to go.
"Grandma," said Conejito, "I'm nervous. On the way here, I ran into a fox and then a lion, and they're just waiting for me to return so they can gobble me up."
"Oh, we can fool them," said Grandma, and she rolled out a big barrel. "Just hop inside and we'll roll the barrel down the mountain." Then Grandma got another idea. "I'm going to build a big smoky campfire in my yard. You must tell those nasty fellows that the mountain is on fire, and then we'll see them run." So Conejito climbed inside the barrel, and Grandma tapped on the lid. Then she gave him a little push, and off he went, rolling down the mountain. "Help me out, friends. Can you roll with your arms?" Roll, 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 roll. He was rolling and rolling and rolling until he ran, whoomp, right into Mr. Lion. But Mr. Lion didn't see him because he was hidden in the barrel. "Oof," said Mr. Lion. "I thought that would have been Conejito by now, but it's just a barrel. Little barrel, little barrel, have you seen Conejito?" From inside the barrel, Conejito called out, "The mountain is on fire. Conejito is too. So you'd better run fast or you'll be barbecue." Mr. Lion looked up. He saw the smoke. "The mountain's on fire! Ah!" And he ran away. Can you scream and pretend to run away? Ah! So Conejito kept rolling down the mountain. Roll your arms. Roll, roll, roll. Rolling and rolling and rolling until he ran, whoomp, right into Mr. Fox. Mr. Fox said, "Oof! I thought that would have been Conejito by now, but it's just a barrel. Little barrel, little barrel, have you seen Conejito?" From inside the barrel, Conejito called out, "The mountain is on fire. Conejito is too. So you'd better run fast or you'll be barbecue." Mr. Fox looked up. He saw the smoke. "The mountain's on fire. Ah!" And he ran away. Scream and pretend to run again. Ready? Ah! You're so silly. So Conejito kept rolling down the mountain, rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling until he ran, whoomp, right into his own mama. "Oof, I thought Conejito would have been home by now, but it's just a barrel. Little barrel, little barrel, have you seen my Conejito?" Then Conejito popped out of the barrel. "Mama, it's me." She lifted him out of the barrel and said, "My grandma really did feed you well. Good old grandma." And thinking about grandma, Conejito sang her song one more time. "I love my grandma's house. Her carrot cake's the best. Thank goodness she's so clever, 'cause now I can take a rest." Then he reached inside the barrel and pulled out a surprise, an extra plate of carrot cake for his mama. It was a little squished from rolling down the mountain, but it was still delicious. The end. Good job, my friends. You were so good at helping me tell that story. Give yourself a round of applause. Bravo. We are going to do one more activity, and it's something my mom used to do with me when I was little. Bunnies love gardens, so we're going to make a pretend garden. First, we need a flat place for our garden to be. You can use your hand spread out flat, or your arm, or your back. So your grown-up can draw the garden on you, or you can make the garden on your grown-up. It might be easier for the grown-ups to go first, though. To start, we need to rake up our garden and get all the dead leaves from winter away. Can you get 3 fingers for your rake? And then gently, very gently, scratch it over your garden. Don't use your fingernails or it might hurt. I'm making my garden on my arm. Or I guess instead of a rake, this can be a till. A till is what loosens up the ground so you can put seeds in it. Okay, now we need our seeds. We're going to pretend we're poking the seeds into the ground. So get one finger and poke the seeds all in a row. I'm tapping up and down my arm in a straight line. Tap, 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 tap. All right, our seeds are planted. Now we need for them to get some water. Let's make some raindrops. For this part, you can twiddle your fingers really fast over your skin so it feels like rain. Can you do that? Ooh, how strong is your rainstorm? Is it a big downpour? Twiddle fast. Or is it just a little drizzle? It can go slow. Oh, you guys, we've got flowers coming up. That's so exciting. Okay, to make a flower, start with your fingers all pressing together and then burst them out like a firework against your skin. Can you try that? Pop, pop, pop. Oh, we've got a lot of blossoms coming up. Uh-oh, now some bees are visiting the flowers. Buzz. Oh no, you might get tickled by those buzzing bees. Ah, zzz. Should we try it all together? Or if your grown-up was trying it on you first, maybe you can switch and try it on your grown-up this time. Sometimes it's fun when you do it on someone's back because then you have a big space and can make more rows of your garden. But you can use your arm too since it's easier to see what's going on. Okay, let's try it. Do you remember what comes first? First, we rake up the garden. So get three fingers and make that soft scratching motion. Not hard or it will hurt, and that's not fun. Go, scratch, scratch, scratch. Good job. Okay, when we're done raking, we need to plant the seeds. Point your finger and tap those seeds into the ground. Tap, 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 tap. Do you remember what comes next? Next is the rain. Twiddle your fingers really lightly so it feels like raindrops. Ooh, there goes the rainstorm. Next come our flowers. Press your fingers all together, then burst them out like a firework. One blossom, two blossoms, three, four. Oh, what a beautiful garden we have. All right, are there bees in your garden today? Here comes the buzzing bees. Buzz. If you like getting tickled, that's where you put in a tickle. Oh, that's so fun. My mom used to make a garden like that on my arm when I was little, whenever we were sitting somewhere where we had to be quiet, like a piano recital. But it was still a way to interact, even when we had to be quiet. It's also a way to practice sequences, trying to remember what comes first, second, third, etc. Well, friends, I am so glad you came to Storytime today. Parents, stick around for a couple minutes after for our Behind the Story segment, where we talk a bit about early literacy. Are you guys ready for our homework song? These are the five things that we do at home that help our brains grow so big and get us ready for school and lifelong learning. Do you remember the five things? We read, we write, we sing, we play, and we talk with each other. Ready? Read and write, sing and play, talk with me all day. These are the five things we do, my brain will grow this way. Thank you for coming, friends. We'll see you next month. And next month will be a Spanish episode with the amazing Miss EJ. See you then. Hi, grown-ups. Thanks for joining me for our Behind the Story segment. And thanks for taking the time to have a story time experience with your child today. You are doing such a great job. It always makes me happy remembering that things that help children develop important literacy skills are fun, free, and things that we already naturally do in interacting with our kiddos. For story time, we always try to incorporate the five literacy practices. For read, today we told a story out loud, then there's write,
Anything that strengthens fine motor skills counts for riding, and we did several finger-moving activities. We sing. We had a couple songs today about rabbits. We played with our little garden. And we talked, asking open-ended questions and giving kids chances to contribute ideas all count towards talking. So in just 20 minutes or so, we touched on all 5 early literacy skills. We all get a gold star. Today, I also wanted to mention how the early literacy practices help specifically with vocabulary. Since earlier in our story time, we practiced describing different animals and then describing rabbits. Describing things falls under talking and is a great vocabulary builder. This can be either you as a caregiver describing things or prompting kids to try describing things using their own words. And it's okay if kids take a bit to respond. Especially for littler children, they have to process through several different parts of their brain to first understand what you're saying and then to formulate a response of their own. So allowing them plenty of time to say something back will help them get it. You can also start out by just expanding upon your child's observations. If your child notices something, they're already focused on that, so you can build upon what they say. Say you're driving and they say, "Whoa, a motorcycle!" You can say something like, "Yeah, that's a loud red motorcycle. I wonder where that guy is going." That's an easy tool to keep in your toolbox and can be part of talking as you go throughout your day. Narrating throughout your day is a key way to kids building a strong vocabulary. This helps kids just to hear more words in general and in the context associating those words with their meanings. You can talk about whatever, what you see or hear around you, what you're doing, stories of things that happened, how everyone's feeling. By the time a child enters school, those who have heard lots of words have double the vocabulary of those children who didn't have as rich of a language environment. Studies suggest that children in lower socioeconomic brackets hear around 600 words per hour, whereas children from higher income households hear around 2,000 words per hour. And these are words from an actual present human, not from a screen or a TV show. By the time they're 3, this results in quite the word gap, with the children who heard fewer words knowing around 500 words, and the children who heard more knowing around 1,100. And the sad thing to me about this is that talking with children isn't expensive or cost preventive. It does require your energy, but it's something that everyone can do for free that will make a huge difference in their kids' eventual school learning and learning to read. If they hear more words, then they'll know more words. Playing is also great for vocabulary building because it gives kids an opportunity to use the words they've heard, especially in games like imaginative play. I love hearing kids at the library playing at the puppet stage, making up stories or pretending they're at an ice cream shop or running a bookstore. They can imagine themselves in limitless situations, not just the routines of daily life. And since they are the ones in charge of the script, they're recalling relevant words to use, telling their brains that those words are important and useful. And that reinforces those words staying in the bank. And of course, one of the best vocabulary builders is by reading with your child. You can already be talking with your child all day long, but when you read picture books, you'll come across far more rare words that you wouldn't typically use in natural conversation. Say you read a book about a bear who is dozing. Dozing is a word that I probably wouldn't encounter in a normal day. If grandma's napping in the other room, I would probably say, "Oh, let's try to be quiet. Grandma's asleep," or "Grandma is napping." I probably wouldn't say dozing. But by reading picture books, this gives children the chance to see words they haven't seen before. And when they're already familiar with the word, it will be easier to recognize when they're reading independently. You are all amazing brain builders. If you're ever wondering what you can do to help your child, just choose one of the 5 things: read, write, sing, play, or talk with them. And that will help them in so many ways. Having a good vocabulary bank is just one of those awesome outcomes. We hope you'll join us again for future episodes. Next month in May will be Miss EJ, and her episode is all in Spanish. Have a lovely springtime. We'll see you next time. Bye.